Thank you for calling. This is Ken.
Hi, Ken. This is Igor Avedon. Giving a call.
Yes,
back.
Igor. How are you?
Doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. I was trying a number. I believe you're busy with the other line.
I'm sorry?
I was trying a number. You told me that you were on the phone.
Yes. I had a different. I was on another call that went long.
Not a problem. So basically, I'm the one. I'm the editor with the company who's going to be submitting your profile. So Igor, I believe you have seen your last draft that we sent out to you for the Avedon Marketing Group.
Yes.
So you mentioned that you wanted to have the content, you know, neutral point of view, not self-promotional. So we looked into, as per the policy for the content, so the last job we have sent you, that is in accordance to the content policies of Wikipedia. So do you find that enough, or do you want to add some information a bit more? Because this is something that can be accepted. Have you looked into that draft, or should I send you a copy?
No, so I'm looking at the WikipediaDrafts.com profile here. I'm not sure if this is appropriate because it's citing the citations like 456 by my name.
Mm-hmm.
That's not really. I mean, I don't know. You guys are citing a few different pages that, like, I guess were my advice was contributed to,
mm-hmm.
but that's not. That's not my profile, so I don't know. I mean, this all seems really weird to me. Like,
well, sir, if you remember, we sent you a previous copy in which you mentioned that the information was very self-promotional, right? The language,
yes.
The information taken out with the resources that we conducted the research upon, we gathered all the information that was online about your company itself. So obviously the content at that point of view was very much self-promotional. It was not neutral for a point of view because there are certain guidelines that we need to follow as well. So as far as to remove the information, we send out a copy to one of the Wikipedia admins that I work with for different projects for entrepreneurs' businesses. So we actually removed that was deemed, you can say, promotional content because obviously Wikipedia does not encourage profiles to do marketing based upon the profile. So that needs to be neutral, not promotional, obviously it's an encyclopedia. So we need to maintain the language and the information on the page to be in accordance to the guidelines and policies of Wikipedia. So what they mentioned...
But that's not what I'm saying. So you need to... What you're talking about is great. I agree. It cannot be promotional, right? That's what I'm saying, because I don't want this listing to be brought down and to have my company flagged as, you know, trying to be... you know, create a Wikipedia page for itself. So
mm-hmm.
the problem is that the citations you guys are putting in there, right, the
mm-hmm.
links, like the reference links, right,
yeah.
they make no sense. Like, what is, like, why are you linking, like, you know, so the first citation, like, number one, right, why is that our MailChimp, what does that have to do with the MailChimp listing? So it says, Avedon Marketing Group is a digital marketing SEO agency helping B2B and B2C brands build traffic, loyalty, and revenue. And then it has that, you know, citation one, right? The citation one is just to our MailChimp profile, which doesn't really make sense. So, the next one's right, like it specializes in content marketing, true digital PR outreach, to help businesses achieve organic growth. So that's just taken, you know, it's just it's
taken from Clutch and INC, yes.
Yeah, and then the next one, right? So here's the one that I mean, this one's really egregious in my opinion, like because I don't. See how it makes any sense.
Mm-hmm.
Overview. Avedon Marketing Group was founded in January 2018 by Igor Avedon, and then has 456. When you look at 456, those are not pages about Igor Avedon. Those are just pages that mentioned me, right? So that's what I'm saying. Like, it doesn't make sense on featuredcustomers.com. Like, I don't understand that. That's not even about me. That's about the Avedon Marketing Group entity as a company. So do you see what I mean? This is the problem. The problem is not that it's self-promotional or whatever. It's the problem is that these links that you guys are providing, you know, as reference links, they don't make sense with the placements. Like, I don't know why you guys are using those, basically.
Well, sir, as far as the referencing, obviously that's the next step. There are certain two guidelines by Wikipedia to create the page, eligibility and the notability section. The profile of your company is eligible to get the Wikipedia. As far as the reference, you're saying the citations that was taken out the information from is based upon the online resources that we conducted our research upon your company. The citations, obviously, as per, I believe you were sent out a research report for your company in which we gathered all the articles, press releases, blogs that were available about Evidon. So we gathered that information and put into, because most of those references were not up to the mark, they were not notable, they were press releases. And some of the information and the articles that we gathered was from different resources, like Clutch, INC, obviously business registrations, your social media accounts, whatever was available. So do you have a copy of that research with you?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying is, if that's not, you know, if you guys are saying that's enough, that's fine, but these citations don't make sense with where they're placed.
Well, so as far as
like, what is our,
what
like, what
right
our
now?
Job, what does our flex job profile have to do with Avedon's approach to content marketing, as well as the four-step process, strategy, creation, optimization, promotion? But what is that our flex, like, what does the flex jobs company profile have to do with that? And I mean, I don't understand why. Like, it just doesn't make sense to me. Look, if you tell me that this page, as is, right, if you take this live and you're telling me that this will stick, then fine. I don't care. Then, you know, if you tell me that, you know, Wikipedia page is going to stay up there and it's not going to get, you know, flagged or whatever, then I'm okay with it. I don't care. But I'm just saying that
I
from
totally
my perspective.
I totally understand. Like, your perspective is good, and I am very much happy to know that you know how this process works, because the thing is right now, as far as the research was conducted about your company profile, so most of the resources were not that great, so we could have included that on your page. We just took out some information to generate the content. Obviously, we have sent out a copy to the Wikipedia administrator. Obviously, whenever we create something, we do share that with our resources within Wikipedia to have a look into it. What needs to be done in order to make the page stick and live, not just, you know, submit it and get it live and taken down after a few weeks or days or months. So they looked into your profile. They said the content is good. Obviously, just to start to create the page, this is the content they can, you know, look into. But as far as the references and citations, that needs to be created on good resources, because I believe you are an SEO agency, right? You help other companies to create online awareness and traffic and, you know, publications and all sort of that thing. I believe you are aware that what is a Wikipedia notability, right?
Right.
So obviously the resources that you guys have are like out there. We generated content based on that. So I would suggest, like, do you guys do publications, like digital PR is part of the work that you do? So is there anyone who takes care of this within your company? Because as far as the references and online presence for your company, it's a bit low as per the Wikipedia requirements. Because what we have put into your page is something just to create the content on. But we, in order to get you the notability, we want you to provide some good resources, good articles about yourself. Because if I go ahead and submit this right now, the page can go live or not. There are two chances here. Obviously, we need to fulfill the notability as well. So my question to you would be, like, do you guys are working on your online presence?
I mean, yes and no. We don't actively, like, try to be, what we do is we do link building to the site, which is, like, so your citation, for example, I don't know, you guys don't have any of those, but we build links to the site. There's a difference. You know, it's not necessarily like digital PR that we do for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So the problem here is that I was assuming that you guys had enough to make this stick, right? This is what I was told during the initial process. When this
Look,
was all,
we can
you know,
go ahead and submit it. That's not a problem. But the thing is, as far as my word with the Wikipedia administrator and the people I work with within Wikipedia, they said that if you guys can work on your online presence a bit more, like independent coverage coming from different platforms, notable resources, we can get the page up. As far as, because I was looking at your business profile, the articles that you guys have, there was a lot of resources, you know, press releases, blogs, So that can be, you know, put into your profile, but that won't get you the notability. But if you guys can manage to create something, you know, on good platforms, independent coverage can be done. The profile will go live, like, right away. There won't be any problems in the future as well.
Well, this is, I mean, this is not something that I'm going to sit here and try to create. It's not going to be done overnight. It's not going to be done over a week.
I understand
that. So my point is that this should have been something that was looked into before I even signed, you know, paid for the service, right? So it's on you guys to tell me that, like, hey, you know, you don't have enough. We can't make you a Wikipedia page stick for you. That's not, that was told the opposite, right? That you guys had enough, that this was, you know, that we had enough and blah, 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 and whatever. So my point is, if this draft, what you guys sent me, if you're going to submit that and it's going to work, I'm happy. I don't care. I'm like, okay, that's great.
Obviously,
if it doesn't work, that's on you guys because you told me that it would work, right? So that's what I'm trying to tell you. And what the only reason why I'm telling you about these citations, the links that you guys use, the only reason is I'm trying to make sure, I'm trying to help you guys make sure that this works, right? Because if it doesn't work, then
well, sir,
it's
we know,
to make it work.
Well, Igor, we do this on daily purposes, right? We get clients coming, different businesses, entrepreneurs, musicians, all sort of people come to us for creating the pages and everything. So as far as my expertise, or if you ask my opinion, I would say as far as my conversation with Wikipedia, you need a bit of, you know, publications in order to get the page up. But what I'm going to do, I'm just going to, obviously going in a meeting with them in a few hours, so I'm discussing different projects. I can ask them what sort of publications and how many are needed in order to get this page up. And obviously, once we, you know, took your order to get you on Wikipedia, we will definitely go ahead and follow the process. But obviously, my job is to recommend you what needs to be done in order to get this page stick. Not just go live, sticks as well, like no issues whatsoever in the future. So what I'm going to do right now is that I can have a word with the team and see what needs to be in order to make the page up. Because as far as the information I received for your package is that you have the basic one with us. So let me see what we can do, and obviously what needs to be taken care of in order to get this page up.
Okay, but remember, you guys told me that this, that whatever was out there is enough, right? Like, that's the problem, is that I'm not going to sit here and
If it's enough, I won't be asking him for anything. But obviously, I need to make sure what my submit goes live. I don't want to create a hassle for you that I submit the information and it's taken down right away, right? So I need to make sure what I submit sticks. If there's any requirement, I will share the details with you.
Okay. Well, hopefully there's no requirements because we're not going to be able to do them. Like, you know, it's not like something that can be
but
done
overnight.
But I will
overnight, ask
so.
You one thing. Like, if you guys do PR for different companies, you can do that for yourself as well. But if you need anything, we can see what we can do. If there's some minimum requirement, we can cater that. If there's another one, I will let you know.
Thank you.
Not a problem. I will be sending you everything in writing then, okay?
All right.
Thank you, Igor. Thank you for your time.